Amis de la musique. Vous écoutez
Music Please.
Si l'on peut...
Music Please.
Music Please.
Du bon son pour vos oreilles.
Amis de la musique, bienvenue dans cette nouvelle édition de Music Please, une émission spéciale pour la rentrée. Pierre est toujours aux commandes, mais c'est Gabi qui vous parle pour cette édition. Spéciale parce que c'est le premier numéro de Music Please en anglais, dont vous pourrez suivre la traduction en temps réel si vous le souhaitez sur le www.musicplease.com. Le blog lui aussi va évoluer dans les jours qui viennent et vous proposer des nouveautés dont on reparlera dans la prochaine émission. Et enfin, une édition spéciale, car consacrée à Fink, dont Pierre vous a déjà parlé dans Music Please, évoquant son dernier album Distance and Time sur le prestigieux label Ninja Tune. Aujourd'hui, Fink est aux commandes de la playlist. Nous l'avons rencontré lors de son passage au Théâtre Antique d'Arles, où il assurait la première partie de Massive Attack. Cet enfant de Bristol, la ville qui a réveillé l'Angleterre dans les années 90, berceau du trip-hop, où ont vu le jour Massive Attack, Portishead, Smith & Mighty et autres tricky, n'a pas été avare de références. Sa passion pour la musique, il l'a d'abord exprimée en tant que DJ, avant d'explorer les voix de la folk et de la soul. Et l'exploration, c'est bien ce dont il s'agit dans cette sélection, puisqu'elle nous amène dans ses souvenirs d'enfance avec les 45 tours de ses parents, Chuck Berry et les Rolling Stones, jusqu'à ses derniers coups de cœur musicaux, Lady Oak, Metronomy and the Flying Lotus.
This is Fink's playlist on Music Please.
Music Please.
I used to be a DJ, so I've been archiving the good stuff that I used to have from my iTunes, from the 12s. So I've just archived all of Fotex, all this old drum and bass stuff. Just found all the old 12s, and I've just been listening to his stuff a lot, because it's really weird, but it's aged really well. Some of it, it's really great. In fact, it's better now than I thought 10 years ago. The last song I heard before I left my house last night was actually a Tina Ruwen track. Tina Ruwen, they're like a Tuareg nomads. They're dead famous. They're dead big. Tina Ruwen. Tina Ruwen, I love world music, it really inspires me. I love Ali Fucker Touré and people like that because I don't understand the lyrics, and so I can only feel the song.
I'm
we just did the North Sea Jazz Festival in Holland, so where I met Chaka Khan, which was really cool. And so now I'm going through all my old Rufus records and finding Chaka Khan tracks, and there's one track that she did that is a mind-blowingly awesome cover that I want to cover on the next Fink record called Walking in the Sun. Finally seen the light. Been losing long enough to know when I find the one. And even a blind man can tell when he's walking in the sun. So I had coffee with her just outside the hotel at this jazz thing, and we were chatting away, and then her bodyguard came up and went, "Yo, man, you know it's Chaka Khan right here?" And I went, "Yeah," I kind of didn't want to say, but "Yeah, fuck me, you're a genius." And I said, "You know, I'm doing this cover of a track that you sung." And she was just like, "Wow, fucking hell." I'm like, "Yeah, I got everything." I got everything, man. Song to relax, maybe I'd probably at the moment, and there's a Joni Mitchell track on the album Court and Spark that's really blowing my mind right now. The song is about we love our loving, but not as much as we love our freedom. It's kind of about casual sex, I think, you know, I don't know. That is blowing my mind right now.
Help me, I think I'm falling in love too fast. It's got me hoping for the future and worrying about the past. 'Cause I've seen some hard, hard places come down to smoke and ash. We love our loving. Not like we love.
This May Be the Last Time by Rolling Stones. It goes, this may be the last time, this may be the last time, maybe the last time, I don't know. I don't know.
This group Flying Lotus on Warp, they're really good. I like their stuff at the moment.
Music, please.
I'm from Bristol, so I'm the same town as Massive Attack and Portishead. So I think my musical taste is pretty much, if you know Massive Attack's records and Portishead's records, then you kind of know what records I probably like too. 3D, who's a big icon of mine, definitely one of my favourite ever tracks of all time, called Any Love, and it's the only Massive Attack record I don't have, and it's cost like, you know, 400 euros a copy, kind of super rare. Any Love by Massive Attack is a work of genius. No, it's before that. Yeah. As an ex-DJ, I'd have to drop a tune that always works, wouldn't I? A big tune. I'd probably drop the track Pull Up to the Bumper Baby by Grace Jones, because that always works every night. Maybe a great example of a classic Talking Loud record is probably Freddy's Dead by Galliano, because that was the first Galliano 12.
Ah, Frederick's now lying still. Ah, but I don't feel sorry, I want to make it plain. The dude's now dead, but he died in vain. When his time ran out, nothing had changed. While Reagan moved in from the kill, Freddy was found lying still.
Because at the time in Bristol, it was all about acid jazz and Incognito and Galliano and really early Jamiroquai, and it was all kind of Giles Peterson and Talking Loud, and this scene was, it was the Bristol, that was the Bristol, big time Bristol scene. And then right in the middle of that came rave, like Prodigy and Orbital, and fuck, it was amazing. So half of my mates got into funk and rare groove, and half of my mates got into techno and acid, and I was kind of into both at the same time, because the girl, you could never pick up a girl at a rave because they were too wasted, and you're too wasted, and your conversation's just like, yeah, wicked pills, isn't it? Wicked, or just nonsense, and you're just there, just dancing away. But girls love to dance to funk when it was cool, before it was cheesy, you know. So you could go to a rare groove night, have a great night, and dance around and meet some chicks and hang out, drink some beers and be cool and wear shoes and wear a hat. But you go to a rave to just, you know, take drugs and really expand your mind.
No pay. If I caught you cheating, I'd give you a beating. Might even blow you away. Oh,
as he could.
When I got into DJing, the earliest musical memories that I had were tracks like Chimes by Orbital. I remember that blew my mind. The one that goes ding 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 ding. Song I played on my radio endlessly by a girl called Lady Hawk called Paris is Burning on Modulo. It's a huge track in the UK. It's called Paris is Burning by Lady Hawk on Modulo.
Paris, see to the night with outside, but with madness, I can't keep up. I'm a wreck, but I want it. Tell me the truth. Is it love or just Paris? All of the boys.
Version in French. Paris en flamme, mon corps est something. It's really cool. I love it. It's sad, but I love a bit of French pop.
Paris is screaming all night long. Kids in the street drinking wine on the sidewalk, saving the plans that we make till it's night time. Give me your glass. Your last, you're too wasted. Or get me one too, cause I'm you and me tasting. Kids in the street, drinking wine on the sidewalk, saving the plans that we make till it's night time. Give me your glass, it's your last, you're too wasted. Or get me one too, cause I'm you and me tasting.
Last time I did a DJ gig, a proper one, was at Fabric in London like 3 years ago, and I was DJing with loads of really young, and I played a track by Yazoo called Don't Go. Super old school track. And all these kids were really freaking out. They were like, man, what's this? This is amazing. This is totally new and totally fresh. And I was just like, dude, you were like four when this came out. It's from 1983 or something.
Thank you.
love what Metronomy are doing. Metronomy have a track called Holiday that I love because it talks about going on holiday. And you go to Paris and you go to Berlin and you party that's a great track, Metronomy's Holiday.
At the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild, cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go, riding along in my automobile.
My parents, when I was six, gave me a big stack of their old 7 inches, and my grandmother gave me a big blue spot player, which is like a big cabinet with a record player in it. But interestingly enough, it was the old school rhythm and blues that I liked the most, funnily enough. The Chuck Berry, I think it's because I was a kid and it was easy to understand. I Am the Walrus doesn't make any sense, so kids love it. And they gave me all their 7 inches. And the records that I loved the most, I made my own playlist at six of my top five. And like in Top of the Pops, you know. And it was Chuck Berry. The track famous, it's one of the first rock and roll tracks when he goes driving along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel, with no particular place to go. That was Fink's playlist on Music Please.
Fink est prolifique, il a déjà réalisé 2 albums, Biscuits for Breakfast en 2006 et Distance and Time en 2007, tous deux chez Ninja Tune et distribués par Pias. On l'écoute nous parler de son nouveau projet Sideshow.
Well, normally it's music from the night before in the studio to check if it's any good, because I have fresh ears in the morning and I can hear things clearly. So normally it's something I've done. Yesterday morning I was checking the master of my new project called Sideshow, which is a sub-dub project. My new album's quite gospel, in a way, so I'm listening to a lot of soul and a lot of gospel. I've just worked with some soul artists in America, John Legend and people like that. It's made me a lot more ready to admit soul, you know, to do it. I had a lot of problems with myself with the album Biscuits for Breakfast because it's quite blues, and I'm a white guy with no real problems at all, so is that cool? Can I do blues? I don't really have any real problems. Is that alright?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Biscuits for breakfast, cup of tea for the man, 4 more years and I should now be.
So now I'm struggling with soul because I'm making soulful stuff and I'm working with soul artists that are like, dude, you should do more soul. Oh my God, you should do more soul. So now I'm thinking, well, I'm a middle class white guy. Can I really do soul? Is that cool?
What are these clothes in my office? On the fifth floor.
retrouverez Pierre dans la prochaine édition de Music Please. Et n'oubliez pas de vous rendre sur le www.musicplease.com pour trouver toutes les références des extraits diffusés dans ce numéro de rentrée. Fink nous a confié quel était son titre préféré parmi ses créations. Make It Good, que nous allons écouter avant de nous quitter.
This is Fink on Music Please.
Music Please.
Nefes on this, on for good, yeah. Cause when this gone is gone for good, let me tell you. And if you stayed over, you know we would. If we could put it back together, piece by piece, put it back together, make it good. If I breathe in the future, breathe out the past. Sure. Savor this moment as long as it lasts. Let me tell you. Put it back together. Put it back together, make it good. And if you stay over, I'll make it so sweet.
Welcome, man. Pleasure. That's going to be a really strange mix, man. That's going to be very difficult, man.